Steve McKay at 6 minutes, nearly 5 minutes to two, with some news from the internet, the web. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon.
Have you been to New Orleans?
No, I haven't. My wife's been there. She told me it's wonderful.
Mm, that music took us there. Now, if this, then that. What a great name for a website. What does it mean?
It means pretty much exactly what it says. It's a very interesting website that allows users to set up, well, they call them recipes, but it's basically programmed actions that follow the format that the name suggests. So you can program things that are meant to happen when certain triggers occur. So if this happens, then I want that to happen, hence the name, if this, then that. And so, for example, you might have one that's says that when, for example, Afternoons post an update to their Facebook page, it will automatically send an email to your email address telling you about it, or it will automatically retweet it to your Twitter feed, for example. It's all automatic. Users simply wait for things to happen, and they will trigger further things to happen, hence the name.
So you program what you want to have happen. You can have take control of this for yourself?
Absolutely. There's about 140 different, they call them channels, different events that can trigger actions and then actions that can then be triggered. So, for example, if a certain share that you hold reaches a certain price, it can tell if you have, say, the Philips Hue lighting system, it will tell it to turn your living room lights red, for example. Seriously, they reckon that at the moment there are 15 million different recipes being used daily. Quite how they managed to come with that number, I don't know.
No, it's
amazing how much flexibility there is with it. And the nice thing is, it's free as well.
Ah, now I don't know if you necessarily want to share this with us, Steve. But what would be something you would like to have programmed? Some sort of automatic response you'd like to have occur?
Well, I have things like, for example, if it detects that the weather is going to be wet one day, I usually walk to my local train station. So if the weather forecast is for rain, I get a text message telling me to remind myself to take an umbrella.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, it's really that simple. It simply follows that formula. If this is happening, then make that happen.
Okay. And what's the name of the website again, please?
It's ifttt. If this, then that. So it's ifttt.com.
.com, all right.
Simplicity itself.
Okay. Now, can you tell us about the Matador Network?
Matador Network is something that's of interest for me in particular, I have to be honest, because I really enjoy travel writing. I fancy myself as being a little bit of a travel writer myself, to be absolutely honest. But this is a combination blogging community and then an online journal of some of the best travel writing you'll see online. It's a very, very well curated site. They take some of my stuff, so I'm going to say it's very, very, very well curated, obviously. But you'll find travel writing from all over the world about destinations all over the world. There's a combination of destination guides, think pieces, opinion pieces. And one of the things that they do is a writing course. It's rather grandiosely referred to as the Matador University.
Right.
There's an awful lot of very good writing students who have been trained up in the art of travel writing. And as a result, their quality control is very, very high. And there's some delightful writing that you'll find on there.
Okay.
And you'll find mine as well.
And I'm sure it's just as delightful.
Oh, you flatter me.
Well, I better go and have a look at it now, Steve, so I can report back next time you're on.
Well, the address will be matadornetwork.com.
Okay. And we have got time to mention a topic which I'm slightly nervous about. But, however, let's have a go.
We'll do it anyway, shall we? You're obviously talking about the goat simulator.
The goat simulator.
Well, Goat Simulator started off as a cell phone game, obviously. I mean, it's what everyone needs, is a Goat Simulator. You know, life wouldn't be complete without one, obviously. And it became such a success that now there is an MMO, which I'm sure listeners will all know, is a massively multi-user online game. It's going to be similar to World of Warcraft in the way it's played, but it's going to be a goat simulator game which features, I'm told, all-out barnyard warfare between goats and their arch-enemies, the sheep. And so players can adopt characters such as warriors or rogues or microwaves. Somebody's having an awful lot of fun with this. It's going to be available online very, very shortly, I understand.
Have you had a bit of a sneak peek at all?
I've been trying to get a hand on a sneak peek. They're keeping this under wraps. I can't imagine why.
No.
You'd want to get the word out, surely.
So the essence of this is you're using goats and sheep to battle with each other.
Obviously. What else would you do?
I could only imagine. Golly.
And that, I'm told, will be coming out online early next year, I understand.
Well, we must not forget that these sort of games are part of a billion-dollar industry around the world, aren't they? So
They're absolutely enormous. Once people start buying into this, you know there's going to be advertising involved in it as well, yes. There will be all manner of goat simulator merchandise. You just wait.
Okay, well, we'll store that one in a back pocket and talk to you about that one at some future gate. Thank you very much, Steve McCabe.